Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis, and today's date is May 22nd, 2022. That's 5-2-2-2-2. I like that. And this is episode 130, season 6. And thank you for joining me today. Today I have a special episode. I will talk about the 10th anniversary of Vanished Chicagoland Facebook page. Also, I created a video to commemorate that wonderful event. And it's on YouTube now. You can watch it or on my social media accounts. And I will talk about other things as well. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program will be brought to you by Muncho's Potato Chips. And here's a vintage commercial from 1972. Enjoy, everybody. Thank you.
Henry, what is it?
It's Muncho's.
Charlie, what is it?
It's Muncho's.
Muncho's, the new potato snack. So different, so delicious, so doggone munchy. Everybody wants to know what it is.
There's a long fly ball. It's going, going.
What is it? What is it?
It's Muncho's.
New Muncho's from Frito-Lay.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Muncho's potato chips. It's still made. You can find them on, you can find them at Walmart, Target, Amazon, any convenience store. I think you do. I haven't seen them in a while, so I don't know. I haven't had them in a while as well, so they're pretty good. But I remember when I had them as a kid. That's around when Pringles came, and Pringles are still made, you know, but they came in a can, and also Lay's. I love potato chips, but I don't eat them as much because of the salt, so I got to be careful. And probably have one in a blue moon, but I always buy, they also have Vitner's, no salt. They taste good. I like them. They're very good. And so, you know, at my age, you got to watch your salt intake because you're high blood pressure. So I'm doing okay. You know, I'm very disciplined. Now I am. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I was going to talk about my 10th anniversary of Vanished Chicagoland Facebook page. And also I created a video. And before I start, I want to tell you something. Yesterday, I attended a Chicago podcast day. And I wanted to learn more on how to make my podcast better. They had a panel of people that had their own podcasts, and the host was James Van Osdell. He's famous for he was the DJ for Q101 and WGN and other stations. I met him for the first time. I am friends on Facebook. But I met him. It's the first time I met him in person. He's a very nice man, awesome guy. He was very surprised that I showed up because I didn't tell him or I didn't let him know or anyone else really that I was going to attend. And it started from 10:30 to 5. Yeah, it was a long day, but enjoyable. Had a very nice lunch, and he hosted it very well. He did an excellent job, and the panel was very interesting. They were very professional. There was one guy who was very colorful, but I enjoyed him. He was great. And after the show, I talked to James for a bit. There's a photo of me and him on my social media accounts, if you can check it out. And I told him I had a wonderful time. He was very appreciative, and he said thank you. Oh, you know, hope to see him again. You know, and it was fun. It was very fun. And hopefully they'll have one next year. And we'll see. Okay. I'm going to explain about the 10th anniversary of Vanished Chicagoland. I've said this story before, and I've written it on my page, but I'm going to tell you again and maybe add a few things. One day I was on Facebook. This is after I'm trying to find a job because I got laid off. But at the time, it was very hard. But I did find a job then, but it was horrible. It was at downtown. I won't say the name of the company, but it was ugly and awful. And they were going to ask, but it was temporary. And I thought they're going to call me back, but they didn't. Thank God. I didn't want them. I didn't want to go back. So I was surfing on Facebook, excuse me. I noticed there was a page called Dispense's Castle of Toys, and it was a business page. But the thing is, it's not in business anymore. They closed, but it was a tribute page. And I'm thinking to myself, why don't I do something like that? Not just one business, but a lot of businesses. So at first I had a page. It was Gately's People's Store. That was the department store that was located in Roseland on 112th Street in South Michigan. My family frequently shopped there. It's gone now. It's burned down about a couple of years ago. And I had a page about that, but it wasn't going anywhere. So because only people who've lived in the area or on the south side remembered it, but not on the north side. So I'm thinking to myself, why don't I do a business page, covers all businesses all over Chicago, including the suburbs. And I did that. And I changed the title to Chicago Extinct Businesses. And that was like a few days later. And then it took off. Not right away. And I posted photos of old businesses like Marshall Fields. The building's still there, but not the company. Carson's restaurants are gone. Other department stores, theaters, you name it. And then it took a couple of years. And then one day a journalist contacted me by my page. And he says, I'd like to do an interview with you. And I said, okay. I never done an interview. So he called me and he asked me all kinds of questions, how I got started, what am I doing? And he was fascinated by that. And I said, thank you. And then a few days later, the interview was published. And it's an online newspaper. It was DNA Info. Now it's Block Club Chicago. Wonderful. They're wonderful people that work there. And the reporter was Justin Breen. And he was a very nice young man at the time. And he's still a nice guy. I talked to him once in a while, you know, but he's moved on. He doesn't work there anymore. And once it was published, it took off. The page just skyrocketed in popularity, and people saw that. And my Facebook likes grew almost like 30,000 overnight. Wow, it's never happened. And then I got contacted by the media. I was interviewed on the radio and another couple newspapers, and I became a household name. But my face wasn't shown, so I started doing that. And a lot of people didn't know it was me that doing that, because Thomas, they didn't know. And later on, they did. It took a while, but some people still don't know that I do this, but they're not on Facebook or any Twitter or anything like that. And then I expanded to Twitter, and then Instagram came, and then Reddit, and then what else? Forgot what else. YouTube. I started making videos, and TikTok came much later. I'm not popular yet. I'm sort of. It takes time. And as the years went on, I put more stuff. And then about January 2019, I changed the name from Chicago Extinct Businesses to Vanish Chicago, because I wanted to broaden a little bit. It's not just businesses. I'm talking about anything else that disappeared in Chicago. You know, and because I did that before under the old title, and kind of people complained and they were confused. And I said, oh, okay. So I changed the title. A lot of people didn't like it at first. It took a while to simmer down. And then they accepted it. And I have not been on television yet being interviewed, but my name has been mentioned many times from what I've been told and what I've seen on mostly WGN or maybe Channel 32 and Channel 32. None of the others yet, but that's okay. I'm not looking for fanfare. I'm just doing my job and minding my own business, and that's fine. Anyway, so it's continued to grow, and I made videos, just post photos of past businesses and anything that's gone, and also theme videos. And it's still on my YouTube. It's under my YouTube channel, Pika Stanis, under my name, if you can find it. And I'm still doing it to this day. I am not going to quit. I had a setback a couple years ago. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, and I slowed down a bit because I had to take care of myself because I went to the hospital, had radiation, then recover. It took a while, but then I posted the updates, health updates, that is, on my page, and people were very supportive and thankful. They were worried. And thank you again. I appreciate all your thoughts and comments and your texts. And so far I'm doing okay, but I have another operation in next month, and that'd be it. I've explained that before. It's something with my I have a kidney stone and other things, so we'll see. I'll keep you guys posted. And then, so I'm doing fine, and the page is doing very well. There are other Facebook groups and pages that's talk about Chicago history. Most it's about architecture or some scandalous stuff. I don't post politics or anything that I don't see fit. This is nostalgic, fun stuff because I have a group of the same name, Vanish Chicagoland. I have 112,000 members now. Still growing, but sometimes when it's sometimes it's a thankless job as an admin, but I love doing it. But everything runs smoothly. But one day or any other day, somebody will say something, and it has nothing to do with this page, and the whole thing teeters off, and it's straight. And then I ask myself, what's going on? Why is this happening? And that's a troll. So either I block them. Get rid of them. We don't need that. A lot of people don't want to see that. If you want the news or politics, go elsewhere. Go watch on television. It does not belong here. I don't need that. Yes, I understand Mayor Daley and he's historical and all that, but that's fine. But, you know, that's up to me to decide. But if it gets a little hairy and out of control, I'm sorry. Either the post is deleted or the people are blocked, or I just turn off the comments because I don't have time. I'm losing my patience. People don't get it. They don't understand. They have to vent. Go vent someplace else. Doesn't belong here. Please. Even people I know, they do this. And I hate to block them, but I tell them, please don't do that. Don't do that. I want to be friends with you, okay? Just show some respect. Okay. And so that's that for... You know, and like I said before, I will continue. And then I created a video. It was called Vintage Chicago Shopping Bags. Excuse me, Vintage Chicago Shopping Bags. And I created it a couple days ago, and I posted it on YouTube. You can find it. And I collected photos of old shopping bags from businesses from the past. And like, for example, I found Herman's World of Sporting Goods, Community Discount World, Woolco, Bernie Brothers Bakery, Hilo, Omni Superstore, the County Seat, that's a Levi's, Little Bucky Drugstore, Hit and Miss, Crawford's Department Store. They had a couple locations on the north side. Alden's, that was a catalog place. Goblatz. Farmore, remember Farmore? Farmore, excuse me. Bonwit Teller, they had downtown, very fancy store. Carroll's, Crocs and Bertano's, Montgomery Ward, Sofro Fabrics, remember that? House of Fabrics, Maurice Linnell had a cookie bag. Wax Tracks Records, remember that record store? Oh, it's coming back. I heard it's a rumor. We'll see. National Food Store, Record City, that was on the north side. A&P, White Hen, Venture, Cub Foods, Stone Business, but in Minneapolis. Ben Franklin, Tower Records. I heard it's coming back, but it's online. Dominic's, Hillman's, Pure Food Store. Remember that with the fancy bag? Records, Peaches Records and Tapes, Polk Brothers, Foxmore Casuals. Remember that? Rose Records, Jill Grand Bazaar. Jill's still there. Musicland, Hudson Ross. It was a record store downtown. In the old days, Service Merchandise, Zaire, W. Bell Company, Neesner's. A lot of people don't remember that, but they were in other parts of the United States. B. Dalton Bookstore, Garofalo's, that was a grocery store on the south side. SNH Green Stamps, Phone Center Store, Carson Perry and Scott, Fava, remember Fava's Shoes, Gately's People Store, of course. Charlie Stevens, Oldberg, I forgot the street. OG, I forgot. O'Connor and Goldberg, thank you. Woolworths, Newberry's, Suncoast Video, Rosalie. A lot of women remember this gross story. It was beautiful. Just Pants, Electronic Boutique, Robert Hall Clothes, Cooksmart. It was like, they sold utensils, you know, cooking equipment. And some from the water tower place, Aventura, Tabres, and that was a two. And there was a High Magnum on the what in the Magnificent Miles. There was a store. Lohman's. Do you remember Lohman's story? Moondog's comic book store. Baskin's. Remember Baskin? It was downtown. There was one grocery store called Stevens Finer Foods. It was like by Archer. A lot of people remember that. Weebolt's, Kresge's, Corvettes. Metro Golden Memories, that hosted by that Chuck Shaden run. He's on Facebook. He's not on the Nostalgic Digest. Those were the days. He's not there anymore, but the Ken Alexander is, and still a nice man. Courtesy Store. It was like they sold. It was like Home Depot. Playback, the Electronic Playground, and of course, last but least, Marshall Fields. So you can check out the video. I know it sounds exhausting, forgive me, but I enjoy putting the video and people loved it and put a little music. So, somebody complained about the music, but that's okay. Yeah. So this will be a short podcast. You know, I wasn't going to do one today, but I had time. So, you know, something came up, but I managed to squeeze in. So I'm doing it now. Okay. But I'll do a longer podcast on Tuesday. That would be episode 131. And I'll see what I'm discussed with. But this will be a short run to let you know that to acknowledge my anniversary of Anne Chicagoland Facebook page. And I hope you enjoy it. Okay. So that's the end of this program. This is Pete Costanez with episode 130, season 6 of Anne Chicagoland Stories. And I hope to hear from you soon. Everyone have a great Sunday. And I had a busy day yesterday from what I described. So. I'm going to take it easy. And I hope to hear from you soon. So bye-bye for now. And here's Ray Rayner with a little traveling music. Say bye-bye. So take it away, Ray. So long, everyone. Take care.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.